Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sabbos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ben Zoyma Omer. Ben Zoyma says, who was Ben Zoyma? Ben Zoyma was the son of Zoyma. His first name was Shimon, so why isn't he called Shimon? Well, same is true for Ben Azai. He's also called Ben Azai, and his first name was also Shimon. Why are they both called by their father's name? So the Batanura says they passed away when they were young, and they're not called Rebbe because they didn't receive the smicha. Today, we call smicha when a person gets tested, it can be a rav, but in the times of the Mishnah, the smicha meant much more. It meant that he's officially part of the chain from Har Sinai. Certain things only an official bezdin with smicha can do. In any event, so Ben Zoyma says as follows, Eizehu Chacham, who is truly a wise person. In other words, not someone who technically does well on his IQ test. Not someone who's quick to answer a riddle. But who can be proud of his Chachma, says the Batanura. And the answer is, Haloi made me kol adam, someone who learns from everyone, even someone who's younger than him. That little boy knows something I don't know, but it doesn't pass. I should go over and ask him. I'll be embarrassed. But if there's someone that says, I have to know the answer to this. A little boy knows the answer. What's the difference? I'll learn from a little boy. This is a siman that his chachma is l'shem shemayim. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, mikol melamdai hiskalti. From all who teach me, I grew wise. Now, in order for a person to say someone else is like, he's so younger than me, he's not as smart as I am, why should I ask him? That means you're putting yourself on a pedestal. Here is the problem, says the Sefer Ruach Chaim. The more a person thinks he's good, he's great, he's the best, it's very hard to learn. That's why Marbarei de Ravina said in Masechtas Brachos, V'nafshi ka'ofer la'kol tia, p'sach libi v'sayresecha. Maybe that person in the classroom who gets only 70s on his test, maybe he works 1,000 times harder than I do. Maybe in Shemayim, they consider him a much greater Talmud Chacham than I do. According to what I could, I do, who says I'm doing well at all? That's how a Chacham views himself. So he has no problem going over to the other person. There once was a certain Rebbe who said he won't come into the Tish unless he first looks through the window, a special window, and he determines that everyone there is more Chashiv than he is, at least in a certain way. Every person sitting there has a mila that he doesn't have. Once it took a long time for the Rebbe to come into the Tish. When he finally came in, he said, oh, there was someone there. He's like, he didn't want to say out these words. Everyone knows he's like the biggest Rosh in the whole town. He does terrible things. How can I think he's better than me? And then the Rebbe said to himself, then I chapped. If I was a person like him, I wouldn't come to a Tish Friday night. See, in that way, he is better than me. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Ezu Gibar, who is considered strong, not someone who lifts weights, but rather HaKoivesh Es Yitzray, someone who conquers his Yitzr Hara, he controls his desires. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Toiv Erech HaPayim, the person that it takes him a long time to get angry, he's Toiv, he's better, may Gibar than a strong man, Umoshel Berichay, and someone who has control over his Yetzer Hara. Some people, their passions get the better of them. As soon as they have a taiva, as soon as they see that cookie, they'll eat it before they even think, whose cookie is it? Can I eat now? Is it right for me to eat? Umayshel Beruchai, someone who's a master of his passions, he is better miloichedir than someone who conquers a city. The Batanura says it refers to a king who takes over a city. And without his anger, he would kill anyone out that challenged him. But he holds himself back. He says, no, I'm not going to do it. The strongest man in the world, he could lift 1,000 pounds with his pinky. When he's 99 years old, he won't be able to do it. Every person reaches a certain point in their kayach, and then they start getting weaker and weaker and weaker. But the kind of gevura that the Mishnah is talking about gets stronger and stronger and stronger, both in this world and in the world to come. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Ezehu Asher, who is considered a rich man, hasameach b'chelko, when he was happy with his share. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, yegia kapecha kisaychel, when you eat from the labor of your hands, ashrecha b'tayv lach, you are fortunate and all is well with you. Ashrecha b'yolam hazeh, You are fortunate on this world, and it's good for you in Olam Haba. I want to tell you, Kindalach, the older you get, you see this more and more. There are happy people and not happy people. And most of the time, it has nothing to do with what they have. I've seen this a lot. People that have buildings and the nicest cars and everything, they're always angry at somebody. And people that are so simple, they have such simple lives and they're always happy. The cars, for sure, you don't take with you up there. You take along the happiness. Usually people that are happy do mitzvahs. People that are happy don't speak Lashon Hara. People that are happy are nice to each other. So therefore, the simcha you take with you. So the Mishnah Vayita, Ezehu Mechubad, who is an honored person? HaMechabed Es Abriyais, one who honors others. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Ki Mechabdai Achabed, for those who honor me, I will honor. Uboizai Yekalu, and those who disgrace me, they're going to be like degraded. So, Madoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Kal V'Chaymer, says the Batanura, who is the Melech HaKavod. And whatever he created in this world, he created only for his honor. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechabed, those that are Mechabed him, Kal V'Chaymer, to Abasar V'dam. Uboizai Yekalu, those who disgrace me shall be degraded, says the Batanura. Look what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Those who disgrace me, they are degraded on their own. But when it comes to the covet of tzaddikim, it says worse. It says, Umakalelcha ar. The Eibishta is more makban on the covet of tzaddikim than on his own covet. I remember I was a little boy. I was a gabai. I was maybe bar mitzvah. And a man started screaming at me. I gave him an aliyah, and he thought he should get the chash of aliyah, like shlishi or shishi, and I gave him revi. He said, you know what an honorable person I am? And I was thinking to myself, I think everyone else also, oy, you think you're an honorable person. Do you realize how you're degrading yourself? A person that goes around looking for kavod doesn't realize how people look down at him. You want kavod? Says the Mishnah. Honor others.